ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers.
Well, Mountain Home gets the ball to start the second half. They are moving left to right for these next two quarters. Ball goes over to Husky on the right side. She takes a screen from Penn. Throws up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the left. Up top to Penn. Down to Foreman in the paint. Back to Penn. She is going to be tied up, and it's going to be Green County Tech's basketball in possession arrow. Seventh turnover against Mountain Home tonight as we are 17 seconds into the second half. Barnes walks the ball into the front court for Tech's first possession of the third quarter. Mountain once again in the man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Grambling on the right side. Throws up top to Adams. Over to Barnes on the left. Down to Kellett in the paint. Looking to make a move on Penn. Her pass was knocked away, but Grambling's able to secure it. She's going to go towards the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Pritchard. She goes back up with a layup. Off the glass and in. Kimberly Pritchard with her first 2 points of the night. Well, Tech's actually over this quarter and the previous quarter on a 6-0 run. Here is Husky trying to get into the front court and does. Now throws it to Martin in the right corner, down to Foreman in the paint for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Pritchard. She's quickly back the other way. Throws it to Kellett just outside the lane. Now she'll kick it to Grambling, who's going to put up the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Foreman, and back comes Mountain Home. Foreman will throw it to Martin, who will throw it into the front court to Payne now. Payne loses the handle of the ball, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touched by Green County Tech. Mountain Home a little fortunate there not to commit their eighth turnover, and the Lady Bombers will inbound it on the far sideline with 6:34 left of the third quarter. 21-10, Lady Bombers leading it. Husky inbounds it to Foreman, and she's going to be called for the travel. Eighth turnover against the Lady Bombers. Tech so far with three. 6:33 left of the third quarter. Tech gets the ball back, trailing by 11. Barnes into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws it over to Grambling. Now over to Barnes on the left side. Up top to Adams. Over to Kellett. Now on the right. Now she'll give it. I thought she was about to give it for her teammates, but nope, she hung on to it. Now throws it to Grambling. Grambling dribbles out to the wing. Now finds Kellett near the elbow. She puts up the jumper. Good. Sabrina Kellett extends Tech's run. They are now on an 8-0 run. It's still a 9-point lead for Mountain Home. Here is Martin being double-teamed in the backcourt. Now kicks it over to Husky, who brings it into the front court. Throws it over to Foreman, who loses the handle of it. Another turnover against Mountain Home. They are struggling right now to handle this ball. Here's Grambling back the other way, going up for the layup. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Penn, and she's going to be fouled as an over-the-back call against Sabrina Kellett. That is her second personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home, against Green County Tech here in the second half. 5:38 left of the third quarter, 21-12, Lady Bombers leading it. Inbound pass goes to Emily Payne. Now she's going to be double-teamed. She'll get across the timeline to Emma Martin, who's going back the other way for the layup. Good. Emma Martin breaks Mountain Home's long scoring drought. She now has 8 points, 23-12. Lady Bombers back up by double digits. Here is Barnes into the front court. Throws over to Kellett on the left side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked around, controlled by Emily Payne. She will get it back the other way into the lane to Peyton Husky for the easy layup all by herself. Good. Peyton Husky with 4 points, and it's back to a 13-point advantage for Mountain Home, 25-12 our score. With less than 5 minutes left of the third quarter, Barnes dribbling to the right side of the lane, and it's going to be fouled before any layup attempts. Peyton Husky picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against Mountain Home here in the second half. 4:53 left of the third quarter. Barnes will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for the Lady Eagles. Throws over to Grambling on the right side. Now she'll dribble up a little closer to the top, very near the half-court stripe. Now gives it to Barnes on the left, up top to Adams. Over to Grambling on the left side. Grambling will dribble up toward the top. over on the right side, she gives to Pritchard. Down to Kell is the right elbow. She's going down to the low block for the layup, off the glass and in. Sabrina Kell with 8 points. 25-14, Mount Home Lady. 4:20 left of the third quarter. Emily Payne trying to get out of the double team in the backcourt. She'll give it to Emma Martin, who will get it into the front court. Mount Home breaks the press. Martin finds a pin on the low block. Her shot was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Eagles. It will be Mount Home's basketball under their own basket with 4:09 left of the third quarter. Kyra Penn's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Addison Yates. An 11-point Lady Bomber advantage. Payne inbounds it to Emma Martin on the right side. She'll dribble up toward the top. Now, her pass to Foreman, knocked away, stolen by Sabrina Kellett. 10th turnover against Mountain Home. And now Texas going to turn it back over themselves as Emma Martin gets the steal, and she's immediately fouled. 3:59 left of the third quarter as that foul is called on Kimley Pritchard. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. Emily Payne checking out of the game, being replaced by Kate Gilbert. 25-14, Mountain Home leading it. Gilbert with it. She gets it into the front court to Aston Yates, just outside the lane. Now back up top to Gilbert. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Kellett, and back come the Lady Eagles. Barnes into the front court for Tech. Throws over to Adams in the left corner. She dribbles out toward the elbow. Now up top to Kellett. Now down to Grambling in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Tiffany Grambling now with 5 points. 25-17, Lady Bombers leading it. 3:25 left in the third quarter. Emma Martin throws it into the front court to Anna Grace Foreman as they break the press once again. Gilbert has it now in the paint. Her jumper, good. Kate Gilbert with her first 2 points of the night. It's back to a double-digit lead for Mount Home. 27-17, our score with 3:08 left of the third quarter. Here's Pritchard with it. Up at the top. Pritchard will give to Adams over on the left side to Barnes. Down to Kell just outside the lane. She's going to go into the paint. Now kicks out to Pritchard. Her three-pointer on the right side, no good. Rebound controlled by Yates. She throws it quickly to Husky, who brings it into the front court. Now finds Yates, and she's going to be fouled from behind at the right elbow. Sabrina Kell picks up her third personal foul, team foul number three against Greene County Tech. 2:41 left in the third quarter as Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. With a 10-point advantage, Gilbert will trigger the pass. Gets into Foreman in the right corner. Now kicks out to Husky on the wing, and she shelves her feet a little too much before she starts dribbling. Travel call against Mountain Home. That's their 11th turnover of the night. 2:37 left of the third quarter. 27-17, Lady Bombers leading it. Here's Barnes into the front court. She'll give to Grambling up at the top. Now Kellett has it there at the top. Over to Barnes on the right side. An offensive foul away from the ball. An illegal screen called on Shelby Adams. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number four against Greene County Tech, and their fifth turnover of the night. Emma Martin trying to avoid the double team, gets it over to Husky. Now into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert drills to the left wing. Now throws it to Husky. Now Martin has it up at the top. She'll set up the offense. Martin dribbles towards the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Now over to the right. Now Husky has up top, dribbles to the left wing, finds Yates in the paint. Now Foreman near the free throw line, up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the left elbow, now goes back up to the top, gives it there to Martin. 1:52 left of the third quarter. Martin will drill to the left wing, throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's dribbling towards the left elbow, finds Foreman at the right elbow. Now she's going down to the low block, going up for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Sabrina Kellett. Back on the Lady Eagles. She'll give it to Grambling, who brings it into the front court. Dribbles on the right side. Throws it near the top to Pritchard. Now Barnes has it up at the top. She'll take the screen. Picks up a dribble. Now gives it to Pritchard. Back to Barnes. Barnes will throw it to Grambling on the left wing. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by Peyton Husky. 1:10 left of the third quarter. Husky quickly back the other way. Throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert thought about three, now drills down towards the low block, going up for the layup. No good. Ball's knocked around. Last out of bounds. Last touch by Kimley Pritchard. Mount Home will keep possession with 1 minute left of the third quarter. Brooke Justice checking back in for the Lady Eagles as Kimley Pritchard will take a seat. 27-17, Lady Bombers leading it. Kay Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gives it to Foreman on the low block. Back to Gilbert. She puts up the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Kay Gilbert will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 58.3 seconds left of the third quarter. That foul is on Tiffany Gramling, her third personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Eagles. And Gilbert gets the free throw. She got converted the three-point play. She now has 5 points, 30-17. Mountain Home leading it. Here is Gramling with it on the right wing. Now it goes cross-court to Adams. Her pass knocked away. Ball still loose. Justice saved it in, but right into the hands of Anna Grace Foreman. Sixth turnover against Tech, and back comes Mountain Home. 38 seconds left. The Lady Bombers, I believe, are going to hold for the last shot of the period. They lead by 13. Here is Martin, still dribbling near the half-court stripe. Now it goes a little more on the left wing, trying to get some distance between her and her defender. Now she drills to the right side, picks up her drill, gives it to Foreman in the corner. Back to Martin, 13 seconds. 10 seconds, Martin drills to the right corner. She's going to throw it to Foreman, right into the hands of Sabrina Kellett, though it goes. And back comes Kellett the other way, going up for the layup. And she's going to be fouled going up with it. And it'll be a two-shot opportunity for Sabrina Kellett with 1.4 seconds left. Addison Yates picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. So Sabrina Kellett at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 4 with 8 points. First free throw is up and in. One more free throw for Kellett. Second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. She gets both on this trip. She now is in double figures with 10 points. Husky will inbound it to Gilbert, and I don't think they're going to get a shot off. They are not. So, 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three quarters, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 30-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.